Cold Lake. It was a cause for celebration and a farewell at a change of command ceremony that took place on June 3, at the Canadian Forces Base Cold Lake. It has been the greatest honor of my life to have led 4 Wing during the last 3 years, said outgoing 4 Wing Commander, Brigadier General Dave Moore. Despite being Canada's busiest operational wing with a number of challenging mandates, our outstanding team has never failed to succeed. We have a wing of exceptional people, all of whom I will miss dearly. Moore, joined by defense team members and dignitaries, family and friends, welcomed the new wing commander, Colonel Dave Turenne, as he formally accepted command of 4 Wing Cold Lake. The ceremony was presided over by Major General Eric Kenny, the commander of 1 Canadian Air Division in Winnipeg. The 4 Wing defense team's dedication to mission accomplishment has always impressed me, said incoming 4 Wing Commander, Turenne. I truly appreciate the opportunity to return to Cold Lake and serve as the 4 Wing Commander. As Turenne assumes command of 4 Wing Cold Lake, he will be the 31st Wing Commander. He has served in a variety of command, flying and staff roles throughout his career. Most recently Turenne has served as the J-7 Deputy Director at NORAD and USNORTHCOM headquarters in Colorado Springs. After 3 years as 4 Wing Commander, Moore is taking on a new challenge and will be deploying under Operation Foundation as the director of the Combined Aerospace Operations Center in Qatar. Cold Lake was the first flying station to be built for the Royal Canadian Air Force, RCAF, following the Second World War, according to information provided by the Canadian Armed Forces. In 1953, the federal government signed an agreement with the provinces of Alberta and Saskatchewan for the use of a tract of land to use as an air weapons range. The RCAF station Cold Lake officially opened in the spring of 1954 under the temporary command of Wing Commander John Watts.